Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have my charge card here. I mean, my statement here. And it says Daily Fitness, I don't know, Lanscom. And it's for $49.89. And I don't know what it's for.
Okay. May I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can see if I can locate your account, please?
85, 85748.
What's your first and last name, please?
Susan O'Shea, O-S-H-E-A.
Miss O'Shea, could you please verify your shipping address for me for security purposes on your account?
879 South Smoky Mountain Road, Tucson, Arizona, 85748.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, ma'am. It looks like you have been enrolled in something called a meal plan, the name of it. Hang on just a minute. Let me get to the original. It's called Grub Planner, and it's because you responded to a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson's 11. Let's see.
No, that's wrong. So what do I do?
Okay, hang on. Hang on just one second. I'm trying to get to the main page and it won't let me. It's frustrating me. Okay. There we go. All right. Okay, ma'am. Let's see. This may give me some info. Here we go. All right, ma'am. What happened is, okay, so if you even went on that site for that sweepstakes to win that Dyson's, they enroll you in this. Wait a minute. This one says Bites Hub for an iPad. Wait a minute. What date is the charge, ma'am?
Hold on.
This is so crazy.
122.
Good. Okay, yeah, because the other ones were declined. They were other attempts. Did I have you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
Yeah, you did.
I remember you saying Smoky Mountain. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at your account. It's so crazy looking. Because initially, ma'am, let me make sure it's the same thing. Yeah. Okay, so they charge $49.95. And what they do is they tell you that you want a free gift, say, like
the
Dyson's 11. They charged you $49.89 for that meal plan because you have to be enrolled in the meal plan Bites Hub to participate in the sweepstakes to win the iPad.
Well, I'd never do that. That's
right.
Quite.
Okay, they do offer for $20 a month, ma'am. Then they did charge you $49.89, but then they tried to charge you $59.89 since then, but your bank declined it.
So how do I get this $49.89 off? I got nothing, and I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I was waiting for you to respond to the offer because I have to make that offer that they offer for $20 a month if you want to keep it.
No.
Okay.
No.
I know, ma'am. I just have to say it. I'm sorry.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so I have you canceled out. I refunded $49.89 back to your Visa card ending 9085. Give me just a moment to see if it processes. You're welcome. It's your money, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. You're more than welcome. And I sent it back to the MasterCard, like I said, ending 9085. I also sent you a cancellation confirmation, ma'am, and a refund confirmation. And I sent them to SOSHEA2@cox.net.
Yes.
Okay, you should get those emails, ma'am, within the next 24 to 48 hours. But here's your cancellation number so you can write it down just to have it for quick reference until you get the emails.
Okay, go ahead.
C as in cancel. 920. Yeah. 393-502.
Cancel.
That's the cancellation number. And you should have that money back on your card, ma'am, in 3 to 5 days.
All right.
Business days.
Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate
it. You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great evening and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Okay, you also. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.